Farming News and Views, brought to you in association with the Farming Independent. First with the Farming News and Views every Tuesday.
Good evening and welcome to this week's edition of Farming News and Views. Well, my main topic of conversation this week will be the budget and what it means for farmers. I'm delighted to say that to discuss this, I've been joined on the line by Tom Doyle, the IFA's Farm Business and Credit Committee Chairman. Generally speaking, this has been regarded as a positive budget for farmers.
And that's true. It is quite a positive budget for farmers, and I suppose maybe other people as well, but it is from a farming perspective. It is quite positive. There's a number of things there which we're glad to have been brought about. If I was to name just a few of them there, obviously, the tax credit for all self-employed is something which applies to farmers, and it's something which we welcome. It's something we have been seeking for quite a long time. It's a one-third of the value of the PAYE allowance, and it's something we welcome and hope that it will be the start of more to come in that situation, which puts everybody on a more even tax basis when that comes about. The other areas, obviously, the newest thing this year is the support or tax support payment for people going into a partnership to farm as a process by which they would transfer from one generation to the next. That's something which we had proposed over the last 2 years, and the government has now come up with support for that scheme, and it seems to be very positive. We still have to work out the exact details of how it operates, but the basic principle of it is that a parent, for instance, could go into a partnership with one of their family over a 5 to 10 year period, and if they qualify, they would get a tax credit of €5,000 per year for up to 5 years as a kind of a support payment to help to cover the cost of transfer and to encourage the transfer where it is feasible. That's something which we have been working on for a while, because there is clearly a need to encourage and support young people coming into farming, but clearly there is also a very clear need to ensure that young people coming into farming can make a reasonable living. But that's something positive and something we have been looking for. The other issue is the threshold for capital acquisition tax has been increased to €280,000. And it's certainly a move in the right direction, and probably will need to go further, but at least it's moving in the right direction. When you bear in mind that the threshold had been reduced from 550 to 225, a halving of the threshold actually over the last 7 or 8 years, and certainly there is a need for that reduction to be reversed, and certainly this movement to increase it to where is a move in that direction, and will help to ensure that less farms will fall into the capital acquisition tax situation when there is a transfer, because any farm that would be liable for a large capital acquisition tax bill could really undermine the viability of a farm if there was a large tax bill at the time of a transfer.
And fair to say, I know at a local level this has come up in Donegal, a lot of people may have not really been fully aware of the implications until such time as maybe through a death or something, that suddenly land was changing hands.
Yeah, I think that's a very valid point, actually. Some people may not have a full, clear understanding of how capital acquisition tax works. The recipient of the land has to qualify in order to be eligible for agricultural relief, and it's most important that people would try and ensure that they do manage to qualify for that relief, because otherwise they could face an enormous tax bill. But I think it's important that people would check out the details of that to ensure that they can qualify.
Now, the whole issue of stock relief, it comes up pretty regularly. What exactly has happened this time around?
what has happened this time around is in effect that what was there has been continued on for another 3 years. The stock relief system has been in place for a number of years, but normally what happens is it's just extended from 1 year to the next in each budget. This year it has been extended for 3 years, and that's something that we were glad that happened. What it means is that there's 25% stock relief for everybody, but for young trained farmers, there's 100% stock relief, which is quite advantageous. If a young person is increasing their livestock numbers, it's very significant value to those, and it is important to allow them to be able to increase their stock without incurring a tax liability on what wouldn't really be a profit, but would be a paper profit. So that avoids that, and it's to be welcomed in that regard.
I'm speaking with Tom Doyle, the IFA's National Farm Business and Credit Committee Chairman. Looking at the headline figures, we're talking about the expenditure for the Department of Agriculture set to increase next year by around 9%, up to 1.35 billion. Now, a lot of this is due to a big increase in EU funding through the Rural Development Programme.
Yes, we had thought that there would be adequate funding put in place to ensure that we can have enough of funding to allow whatever farmers wish to take part in the various schemes such as GLAS and the TAM schemes, which supports farm development. Both of those schemes, and there are other schemes as well, they're all particularly important for a lot of farms which have quite low incomes, as unfortunately a lot of farms have very low incomes, and it's important that we have enough of funding for those. I think from the figures we have got yesterday, there should be enough of funding there but to cover the likely demand for those schemes, and that's very important, and we welcome that, because we were very concerned that the initial funding would not have been adequate, but the new funding should be adequate, we believe, for most people that will want to take part in the GLAS scheme. Now, the GLAS scheme is an environmental type scheme. It's not as good from a farmer's perspective as the old REP scheme, but nevertheless, it is still significant, and we want to ensure that as many people as possible will qualify to take part in it.
Yeah, and the expectation is that the number of applicants will grow, by another maybe 10, 12, 13,000 in the next year?
Yes. That's the expectation, is that there will be another 10, 12,000 applicants, and possibly another more than that in a year or two down the road. And we are glad that there will be enough of funding for the initial applicants at least, and hopefully there will be enough of funding available for any future applicants as well. But that's very important, and particularly in a county like Donegal, it has a significant role to play, and it's important that the funding is in place for that, because it's absolutely essential for the survival of a lot of farms working on marginal land for to have some degree of support to keep them in business.
Now, you mentioned there the TAMs as well, and sheep fencing and grain storage. That's going to be included in the next tranche.
Yes. That's another positive thing which came about. The sheep fencing was not included in the original proposal. This has now been included, and that's quite a worthwhile addition to what was included. Also, grain storage is included. Certainly the sheep fencing, there was a lot of pressure put on for to have sheep fencing included, as well as the grain storage, and we're glad to see that has now been included, and that's certainly to be welcomed, because sheep, as anybody in sheep will know, require a lot of fencing, which can be quite considerably expensive, and it's good that there is support for that now.
And what form of support is this going to be? Is it going to be grant aid to a certain percentage of...
Well, it's grant aided up to a certain level. A young trained farmer can, under the TAM scheme, can get grant aid for up to 60%, and other farmers get grant aid up to 40%. So it's quite significant, and it's quite helpful to a lot of people who are doing some improvement work or some expansion work.
The former disadvantaged areas scheme, ANCs is what we call them now, and we're talking there that the levels there obviously are being maintained at 195 million, so still significant.
It is still quite significant, and it's still very, very important to a lot of people in mountain areas, and it is quite significant in the areas to where they apply. And it is important that there will now be funding for to keep that system, system in place. As I said, it appears now we haven't got maybe time to go through the funding in absolute detail at this stage, but it appears that there should be enough of funding for to keep to those schemes fully supported.
Another area that's attracted quite a bit of attention, knowledge transfer, funding there, very important.
Yes, that's what is generally referred to as the discussion groups, and there is some additional funding for that, and it's... It can be quite worthwhile. There's possibly some mixed views on them in certain situations, but overall they're quite a valuable area which has been useful, and it's important that there is adequate funding there for to keep that going, because they have proven to be very useful to a lot of people, and we would like to see to ensure that they're available for all the different farm enterprises, so the farmers can avail of whatever knowledge and additional benefit they can obtain by being part of a group.
Two other areas of importance in different parts of the country, and maybe not quite the same numbers, but forestry and horticulture, and areas where there is considerable scope for expansion, and the funding there is still very important for those involved.
Yeah, well, just on the forestry side, well, one very positive thing which has happened is for those who have mature forests now, there was a significant restriction there on what was called the higher income earners thing of €80,000, which meant that if somebody had a substantial area of mature forest, what was happening was that they were only cutting down in sections rather than doing a clear fell, which was more efficient. Now, that restriction has been removed under the announcement yesterday, and I think that will be welcomed by forestry owners who have reasonable size portions of forestry that they wish to clear fell and replant. They will no longer be restricted to doing it in small areas. They will be able to clear as much as is appropriate at the time, and without an income restriction applying to it, and that's something that we had looked for some time, and we're glad to see that has come about.
And of course, people also in the farming community, a general welcome for the changes to income tax, the USC changes.
Absolutely. I mean, that's the other thing is the general welcome is there for the change, the reduction in the USC rates and the threshold. And that's something which will apply to farmers the same as everybody else. And that's to be welcomed.
And the farming organisations have lobbied Minister Coveney hard and their local TDs, and there was a feeling that in the last 5 or 6 years of pretty difficult times that the farming community had more than played its fair share on getting the country back on track. And in a way, this is a little bit of payback.
Well, I think that's a very valid point you have made there. Because during what's referred to as the Celtic Tiger years, farming was practically forgotten by politicians because they were under the illusion that farming was no longer necessary. And I think it became very obvious during the recessionary times that farming was extremely important and played a very significant role in keeping the economy ticking over as well as it was ticking over during those times. And I think we have had some recognition now of the importance of farming, and I think that was overdue, but nevertheless it's welcome, because farming is extremely important to the economy. I suppose the big weakness is we provide and produce the raw material for an enormous amount of exports, which are very valuable to the economy. The unfortunate downside is that on a lot of farms, incomes are very, very low despite the value of our exports. And that's an area which we have to continue to try and work on, because both of volatility of prices and of low prices, a lot of most farm incomes are quite low, and it's an ongoing job to try and see what best we can do to try and help to secure improved incomes in farming.
So in conclusion, overall a positive budget, and one can have a sense of optimism for most farmers for 2016?
Well, one would have to say from the point of view of the budget, it would present a degree of optimism. Now, obviously, the budget does not deal with the problem of low commodity prices, that's outside of the budget area. But from purely from the budget perspective in relation to taxation and spending, it is positive. And I think farming, all farming organisations will welcome a lot of the decisions which were taken. And I think farmers in general will be reasonably happy. Nobody is going to benefit hugely from it, but nevertheless, I think everybody will benefit to some degree from it, and that is positive.
Tom Doyle there, the IFA Farm Business and Credit Committee Chairman. Just before we give you the livestock prices, the Donegal IFA County Chairman Michael Chance has expressed a serious concern that many farmers have not yet received their ANC payments, despite the fact that payments commenced on the 21st of September. He said that it is vital that all ANC, the former Disadvantaged Area Scheme, payments are now paid to all eligible farmers without further delay. He said payment delays relating to cross-compliance, satellite inspections, digitisation and processing must be sorted out immediately. Ahead of the 70% advance payout of the basic payment and the greening payment this week, he said all farmers must be paid on time and in full. He said it's vitally important given the tight cash flow on farms due to difficulties with incomes this year. Meanwhile, he said that there are unacceptable mapping issues arising relating to farmers with forestry as well as commonages. Just time for those livestock prices. Cattle prices: steers €3.90 to €3.95 a kilo, heffers €4 to €4.05 a kilo, R grade bulls making €3.90 a kilo, and U grade bulls €4 a kilo, cows O grade €3.45 to €3.50 a kilo, and R grade €3.70 a kilo. Sheep prices: a spring lamb €4.70 a kilo to 22 kilos, and ewes €2.70 a kilo. Well, that's it. The clock has beaten us again. Many thanks for listening. Until next week, this is Chris Ashmore saying a very good evening to you.
Farming news and views brought to you in association with the Farming Independent. First with the Farming News and Views every Tuesday.